जी जी भगिनी जी एक एक वीडियो एक मिनट ओम क्रदुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटी समप्रभ निर्विघ्नं गुरु भेदेव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वथा
वीडियो मास्टर यू कैन यूज योर वीडियो
श्योर
यू कैन नाउ म्यूट योरसेल्फ नाउ ऑल ऑफ यू प्लीज बी इन म्यूट
सॉरी सॉरी सॉरी
So, can any of you summarize what we saw in the last class? Any of you, can you volunteer yourself and say what happened in the last class?
I can summarize. Parthasar, mama nama Parthasarathi. Last class we talked of Atra Tatra.
Yes.
Atra is near. Mm-hmm. Tatra is far. The use of word atra tatra. Then we also saw
here there.
Atra tatra. Karyanam. Karyanam atra asti.
Mm-hmm.
Kar is nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And devalaya tatra asti. Temple is far off. Then we also
more precisely use the word here and there. That is the proper usage for
here and there. Yes, here and there. And thank you. Then we saw other words,
mm-hmm.
other than atra tatra. Asking questions means kutra, where. Then sarvatra, everywhere. Anyatra, somewhere else. And ekatra, in only one place. Devaha sarvatra asti, the word asti. Devaha sarvatra asti, tasya graham anyatra asti.
Tasya,
so tasya graham anyatra asti.
Ekvaram shrunutu, mama prashnaha asti. Tatra ityukte attaha kaha iti vaktam shakketva. I'm asking if you're able to say what is the meaning of tasya.
Tasya, his house, tasya, his house.
Asti, mama mitram anyatra asti, right? My friend is somewhere else. Tasya griha.
Yeah, my friend.
Anyatra.
Tasya griha, anyatra asti.
So,
it is somewhere else.
Yeah, his home is somewhere.
Hello.
Uttam, Tavadeva Mohre, Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
And also we were seeing about some Sambhashana Sanskritam. Can anyone else volunteer and say what we saw in Sambhashana Sanskritam? What all the are all the things that we learnt to say it as a sentence? How to introduce ourselves? Can any of you volunteer and say?
Yeah.
Can I try?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So first we introduce ourselves by saying mama nama ashokaha bhavatyah nama kim bhavatyah nama kim and then we ask what do you do bhavan kim karoti and we say ourselves aham sanghanaka karyalaye karya karomi
karyam karomi
Karyam, Karya Karomi.
No, it's not Karya Karomi. It's Karyam.
Okay. Karyam
Makara
Karomi.
Makara should be there. Karyam Karomi.
Okay. And then.
Please be in you. Yeah. Go ahead, Mahodaya.
Yeah, and then that is the Sambhashanam. And then after that, we studied about pratipadakam and dhatu, pratipadikam and dhatu. By adding something, it becomes padam, which is used in the sentence.
Padam means feet.
Yes, so
it is padam. Padam means word.
So pratipadikam is noun based.
Pratipadikam.
Pratipadikam is noun based and dhatu is action based.
Kriya based, which is verb.
Yes. I think that's it.
So I'll just give you a quick recap on that. Thank you, Mahodaya. Dhanyavadaha. So what we saw in the last class was about pratipadikam and dhatu. So the word padam means a word. It could be anything. So there are two kinds. One is pratipadikam and dhatu. Dhatu is aupadeshikam, which means already Panini Mahodaya has given some dhatus. It is about 2200 verb dhatus are there in Sanskrit. So those are classified. Okay? So what we saw was pratipadigam is noun based. So we have two things, right? One is noun that we generally say by a name or country's name, a person's name, a bird's name, all these are nouns. And the other one is dhatu, verb based, which means eating, running, jumping, sleeping, writing, reading, all these are all verbs. So pratipadikam and dhatu, both are ra usable noun, ra usable dhatu, which is a root. So with a lot of permutation and combination, with a lot of additions at the end or at the beginning, we will get either tens or vibhaktis by saying in Rama, for Rama, to Rama, or hey Rama, calling the person, or in Rama. So like that we can play around. Similarly with dhatu, you can come up with present tense, past tense, or future tense, or any other tense that we are going to deal in detail a while later. Maybe once you are comfortable with speaking, we will get into that. So that is all about the recap of the last class. And I gave some dictation. It's a very good job that most of you have written almost correctly. I'm so happy about it. You can announce your name once if the class has not yet started. If not, please mute yourself, and when I give a gap, you can announce your name. So Makara and Anuswara. So I think we also saw this in the last class, is it not? Can any of you confirm if we saw it? Or
No, we did not see it.
So generally, we tend to get confused where to use makara and where to use the dot over the letter. Somebody asked the question a couple of classes back, I guess.
We read that at last class.
Okay, fine. There are a few more cases. I will quickly. So, I better write it here. Now, I write phalam. Please adjust with the handwriting. I'm really unable to make it up. So the line after any word denotes the end of the sentence. So it is like a full stop. This is equal to full stop. Okay, so if the makara comes at the end of the word, if the makara comes at the end of the word, okay, then you should be pronouncing that makara as makara only. For example, etat phalam. So now etat phalam, the meaning is that is a, this is a fruit or that is a fruit, etat phalam or tat phalam, whichever you want to take. And I put a line denoting the full stop. This says the makara is there, and this will not be pronounced as anuswara, which is that comes by a nasal tone. Makara itself is a nasal tone, but you have to pronounce that makara as well. So makara plus nasal tone, which means the air has to pass by nasal as well as by mouth by stopping the lips, by closing it. So phalam, griham, etat griham, tat vanam, these are all sentences. Now the second case is end of the word. So imagine I like write it as griham. Sure. Now this is also a sentence, griham cha. Griham means house, cha denotes end. Okay, vanam griham cha, for example. So now just rip the griham cha alone and keep it with you. Now there are two cases in this. Number one, you can give a break between these two words. So I say griham cha. So in this case, if you decide to give a break in between the first word that ends in ma under the second word, which is a consonant, starting word is letter is consonant, chakara is a consonant, right? So if you decide you want to give a break between the first word whose end is a makara and the second word whose starting letter is a consonant, then you have to pronounce the makara completely. I will repeat it again. If the first word has makara at the end, now this is the first word and it has got a makara at the end, and this is the second word which has got the chakara in the beginning, first letter is chakara. If you decide to give a break in between these two words, then the makara has to be pronounced completely, griham cha. If you say no, I don't want to give a break, then you can use the anuswara like this, but the writing pattern will still be separately only. But if you decide not to give a break when you pronounce it, it should be grihancha, which will be an anuswara. So if you decide to take a break in between the makara and the consonant second word, then you can pronounce the ma. If not, you say no, I don't wish to give the break, I want to continuously pronounce it, grihancha vanancha. So this is one yet another rule that is to be kept in the mind. Now the third idea is that makara will be at the end and the first letter is a vowel. So it is griham what can I say, griham asti. Imagine there is a vowel at the beginning, griham asti. This is also a sentence, there is a home, griham asti. Now whether you want to take a break or not, it has to be pronounced as makara only. But the only difference is you can either say griham asti in a different separate word. If not, you can join it, griham asti, griham asti. So if you decide to give a break as in to write at a separate word, you can say griham asti. If you want to join it together, griham asti. There is no question of anuswara if it is going to be a vowel. The second letter beginning word is going to be a vowel. You have either ways, you have to pronounce the makara as makara only. Now in the mid you will be using only this, okay, which is a half ma or you can even, this is perfectly fine actually, even to use it in the mid, but yeah, most of the cases you will be seeing it only as a half ma. For example, Ramya, if you want to write Ramya, Ra, Im, Ya, where the makara comes in between the word. So, that is half makara. Any doubts now? Any questions you've got? You want me to repeat any of the rules that I've been
saying? I have a small doubt.
Yeah.
The last class you said, if makara is followed by vowel, it has to be ma followed by dash below. It has to be makara, not anuswara. And
yeah,
if makara is followed by a consonant,
I said anuswara.
Yeah, then yeah, it can be anuswara.
Yeah.
Is that the way?
It is almost the same. I'm just adding a few more things.
Okay. Yeah. But is that a hard and fast rule?
That you will learn it when you read the Sandhi. For now, this much. For now, this much is enough.
Okay.
Otherwise, it will be way too confusing.
Bhagini, can you please repeat, especially second, third?
Second, third, first letter ending is makara, and the second word starting letter is consonant. If you decide to give a break, makara has to be pronounced. If you want to pronounce it continuously, then anuswara has to be there. Griham cha, griham cha. Third one is, if the vowel is the beginning of the second letter, you have to either way pronounce makara only. You can say griham asti or griham asti. We very well know im plus a is ma. So you can combine it together and say griham asti. That fine?
This griham griham asti.
Bhagini is a fourth point I explained. I don't know if I'm excited. What is your question, Bhagini? Now we can ask.
The fourth point.
Fourth point is if it comes in between. Ramya, the makara is in between, right? The im is in between. So you have to pronounce it as Ramya only.
Okay.
Im has to come. Any other question?
Bhagini, I do have a question.
One by one. Please tell your name and then you can ask the question.
Yeah, Arvind.
Yeah.
Are there any physical differences in pronouncing Griham Asti and Griham Asti?
Of course, there is. Now the Makara and Akara is not combined together in the first case.
My question is, we have two ways of pronunciation. Do they differ in places of application? It's that sort of question.
No, it's not actually.
Okay.
See, certain rules that you will understand when you learn the Sandhi Prakaran. I will tell you why.
Okay.
Please mute Nitya Bhagini, please mute. Parthasarathi Bhagini, please mute.
Namaste Bhagini, this is Nitya.
No,
the end of the sentence, how do you do, Bhagini?
Bhagini, I am still explaining. Please mute.
Okay, sorry Bhagini, sorry.
And answer the first question, then you can answer. Okay. Arvind Mohriya, there
yes.
are some rules in Sandhi Prakaran. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where it will say it is vaikalpikam. Vaikalpikam means it is optional.
Okay.
So you can either select this or that.
Okay.
While there are other rules which say Sandhi Nityam.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, the vaikalpikam is not applicable. It is not optional. You are being forced to write only in such a way. So the entire idea will come only when you learn the Sandhi Prakaranam of Panini Maurya.
Okay.
Where he has clearly mentioned whether it is optional or you should do for what I say.
Okay.
I mean, not me, whatever he has said.
Got it. I am getting it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now I cannot
the end of the sentence, can you please repeat, Bhagini?
end of the sentence has to be makara only.
Makara.
Yeah.
That time my wife was not, the speaker was not working. I was adjusting.
Okay.
Even now I'm not able, others I'm able to hear, Bhagini. Your voice, I was very feeble, Bhagini.
I don't know, I've connected.
Okay, Bhagini. It's okay, I'm trying my best to hear.
Okay.
This is Anugraha. One question.
Yeah, now I'm able to hear.
Varatu, Bhagini, Anugraha, Bhagini.
Yeah, for words like chitram, like we have sentences like etat chitram va. But here we are using anuswara only, no?
No. If you say chitram, that is not anuswara. Only if you say chitram, that is anuswara. But now here chitram is a word, right? The complete word to say it is a painting.
Right.
So it is either so, ways it should be fine.
Either ways we can also use anuswara or...
Yeah, you can. But most of the time, when it is... You know, it depends on the context again. Grihancha, you can easily understand that it is an an, right? But chitrava doesn't make sense.
Okay. So it is more appropriate to write a makara here.
Chitrava.
And even for...
Sorry, Bhagini, I could not hear you again.
For words like dwaram.
Yeah, there are some rules. There are some exceptions.
Okay.
That you will learn it when you learn the subject.
Oh.
You'll have to wait. You just keep it in mind. You can alternate it. Or you can simply use ma and get the job done.
Okay.
Bhagini and Nitya, can you please repeat the first at the end of the sentence, makara, Bhagini?
It should be makara. Nothing else is there to say.
End of this. Oh, just like that we have to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, then I assume that we are all clear with the topic that we are talking about, makara and anuswara. Now we will quickly go to conjunct consonants in a bit different way to analyze. I can say it is a tip or a trick to understand how to write a conjunct consonant. Now, if you see the Devanagari script of consonant, Vyanjanani, you can see three types of letters being written. One will be left to right. Like, I write a vertical line, from left to right, I write the kha. Similarly, the ta, it is going to be like this. Or you will have a line next to it, like ga, erna, nya, or the sta even, right? And the third type, even the sta comes in the first category, because you are going from left to right. Ma goes from left to right. Ba goes from left to right. Now let this be in one category. Just deleting this. The second category is here where you see a vertical line next to the letter. Alright. A certain fall in both the places that we will see. Now there are another where you will see a stem on the top and then the letter comes. Like the, ta, tha, na. So on and so forth. So, if you see any kind of letter that is going from left to right, you just make it half. Now, for her, it will be just this. If you see any letters like this, just cut the vertical line. That becomes the half. Ig. No. For example, when it is vakra, we said the opening chant, right? Vakra tunda mahakaya. So it is vakra. Now here the ka half. I am not writing ka ikra, which is also perfectly fine, but you will not be seeing this in any of the textbooks, most of the textbooks or at least. So the idea here is to know why to analyze this. You should know whether it is half or you should cut the vertical line next to it, or if you should write the letter and write the another letter below. I'll tell you the example. Okay, so vakra or pakta pa ik ta is pakta. So kakara is half now here. Now if you take this, you can take vigna, nirvignam, that vigna is there, right? So V, you can actually write the ig like this as well, but usually we will be writing only ig na. So this is vigna. So as there is a vertical line, you could see a vertical line, you see a vertical line here, right? So that is being cut off. Similarly for ja and ich. So wherever you see the vertical line, you simply cut it off. Okay? So the idea behind saying this is only that. This, this na, Krishna. Now the shakara, you'll be using only this. Because you have got, it is a top to down, top to bottom, right? So you'll be writing only half of that. And you'll be writing the na, of course. And things like this, uddhana, uddhana, this da. So how will you write it? U. Either you can write u idda na or u idda na. This is uddhana. Okay, so just to let you know that there are, you can analyze this and remember it accordingly. If it is left to right or top to down, or there is a vertical line next to it, if so, cut off the vertical line, that becomes easier. Now there are some special cases or the special letters. Like for ikwa, you can take the example of pakwa. Now the kakara is half. Pakva. And for kra, we already saw vakra. So why I have taken this as a special letter is that the ra sound is coming next. We already saw this. Ik ra, so vakra, agra. So the suprabhatam, the pra comes, the ra sound comes second. Supra. So the rakara is coming in the second place of the sound. And idya, usually idya you can write like this, but in most of the textbook you will be seeing it like this. So it is actually double the that has been written like this. For example, padya. So it will be like this, padya. Don't confuse it with the dha, mahapranam dha or ga. It's padya. So the two das, when you combine it together, it will look like that. And natya, you can very well write it it and ya, but most of the books you will be seeing like this. It will be combined together, natya. And we saw vigna, similarly bhagna, bhagna. Ba, igna. This is one form. Ignore the line here. That was by mistake. But actually, in most of the text, you will be seeing it like this. Bha. Ig will be here. And then na will be added to the vertical line. Bhagna. So in most of the textbooks, you will be seeing it only like this and not as a half ga. This is one exception for the rule which I said. I mean, not a rule. The tip which I said. And there is itta, what can I say, atta, a, itta, atta, this has to join with this, okay, and this is padma, this is another exception, where you will be pa, idma, is actually fine, but in textbooks you will not be seeing it like this most of the day, most of the time. So it will be padma. So it will be joined together like this. So that is another exception. And kshama. Kshama, I think most of you have written kshetram correctly, so I think there is no need to explain it. Next one is tra. If I want to write my name, Sumitra, the su, me, itra, I can write like this. Very similar to vakra, the ra sound comes next, right? So tra, Sumitra. Or trana, trana, trinam, so trinam. So this is one kind of thing that there will be, most of the textbooks will be like this, what I've written exactly here. It is tra, and inna will be with a curve. So these you tend to confuse most of the times. And then this is yajna. Ijna, actually ijnya is actually gnya. So that you have to write it as ajnya. And it's a shri sound, sharira, or not sharira, shri we write, right? So this has to be, the shri actually is shri, is shri, the shiva shakara and ri together gives you the shri. So the to be another ksha, tra, dnya, shra. These four look like a single word, single letter, sorry, not word, single word letter, but actually it is also a combination of two words, also content consonant and not a single letter. That is the idea behind this particular slide. Any doubts?
Bhagini, can I?
Any other questions?
Bhagini, excuse me, Bhagini. Yeah, Vidya, Vaidya, you said you can write it and yeah, or yeah, joining together. Say for example, writing my name, Vaidya Nathan, can I put what you have said as third? Dha plus ya?
You can write it, but that is out of fashion kind of letter, as in you cannot find it in most of the text. So keeping that in mind, it is better to write the Vidya to get like for Vidya.
That is a bit confusing. That is why I find difficult to write that.
You can write it that way, but this way that way. If you practice a little bit, you see the textbook and write it, copy it, and how it has been used. You can open Madhina Rastakam that is available, transcript document for over here. See how it has been written. Try to write over it and you will be able to find it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Any other questions? Any other questions? Any other questions?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
When we write yajna, so in Hindi we speak gya. And in Sanskrit, we speak yajna, right?
Okay.
Is it correct?
What's the question?
Sorry?
What is the question?
Okay, my question is, what is the difference between Hindi and Sanskrit? Suppose if I speak yajna in Hindi, then it will be yajna in Sanskrit, right?
Okay. That is Hindi, this is Sanskrit, that's the difference.
Huh. So I would always speak Yajna in Sanskrit, right?
See, that is a regional. Okay. Like when Vasudevan goes to Bengal, he becomes Vasudevan. You cannot come and say, look, you cannot say my name is Vasudevan, right? So that is totally regional. There is always a Deshi form in every language. Even with Tamil, I can show at least 6 varieties of Tamil.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Vadatu Bhagini, Suchetu.
Bhagini, I'm Nithya. The she last one you explained, no, Bhagini. I'm not able to follow that. Yeah,
I
that one.
I meant to say it is not a single letter. It is actually Ish plus Ri is Shri.
Shri, Ish plus Shri. Okay.
Ish plus Ri becomes Shri. Because most of the people think that is a single letter. It is actually not. Kshatra, Gnya, Shra, all the 4 are not single letters. Their combination of 2 consonants or 2 vowels or whatever. You can see that somewhere.
Okay. Thank you, Bhagini.
Any other questions?
Bhagini, Vidyadharatra. Regarding Om, I don't see that matching any of the letters so far.
As in, I don't understand what
you Om. Saying. How do you write Om, right?
Okay.
So is it it is written in a different way than O and Anuswara, right?
I still don't understand. The Makara is anyhow nasal. Om is also, you will be sounding it very nasal only, right? You will not say Im as in you are stressing it out.
But how do you, when you write, how do you write that, Bhagini? How do you write O and how do you write Om?
O and Om? Is that why you're asking?
Yes.
Can you just repeat once again because I'm a bit lost with your question?
No. How do you write O and how do you write Om?
O will be this. Right?
Yes.
You'll be writing, but Om generally they'll be doing with this Chandra Bindu.
Okay.
That's how most of the people. But okay. It is actually a combination of all the 3. Aum.
Correct.
That becomes.
Okay.
Okay. But I've also seen people writing O in as well. There are that kind of various akshara differences. Not akshara, I mean the letter differences.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Bhagini, Vaidyanathan, sorry, possibly when we write only Om, in a religious way we put this Om with Chandrahara. Suppose if it's Omendra, Omendra, can we write O-M-A?
No, then you should, in fact, Om Namaha also will be written as Om Namaha.
So Om Namaha, Om Namah Shivaya.
Whatever you call it, but you can alternate. I've seen a lot of places where they're alternating. I would not be the correct person to talk about it. It would be a Vedantic correct person to explain the significance. So technically, as per the sutra, only I can explain whether this or that, or how to write. Both are correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, then we will learn some words today. So, we know Ajaha, Attaha. Now, to call a person lazy, it's alasaha. These are the dictation words for you for the next class. You can note it down. Alasaha. Alasaha means lazy person or laziness. Alasaha. Next one would be analaha. Alasaha. Analaha. Anugaha. Anugaha means follower. Anugaha. Alasaha. Analaha. Anugaha.
What does analaha mean?
Analaha means follower. Anugaha is a follower.
Analaha. Analaha is?
Fire. Fire.
Fire.
Yeah. Ashwaha. The next word is ashwaha, which is horse. Next letter is adharaha. 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 And next set of words, atavi. Atavi. Atavi means forest. Atavi. Asha. Asha. Atavi. Atavi. Asha. Kanya. Kanya. Kanya is a girl.
Adharaha means?
Kartari. Scissors. Kunchika. Kunchika is a key. Kunchika. So Atavi, Asha, Kanya, Kattari, Kunchika. And the next set of words would be Aksharam. Aksharam. And then Ajinam. Ajinam is deer skin. Deer skin is Ajinam. A-G-N-A. I'm writing it in Sanskrit somehow. Don't copy. A-G-N-A-M. Ajinam. Ambaram. Ambaram is a sky. Ambaram. Anrutam. Anrutam means falsehood. Anrutam. And the last word is Adhyayanam.
Excuse me, is it Amritam?
No. That is Anrutam. Anrutam. I have written it A-N-R-U-T-A-M. Anrutam. Adhyayanam. Adhyayanam is to study. So, we will see some letters, some words for fruits, which is phalani. Phalani is fruits. Now on, when I say a word, see if it is a singular word or a plural word. For example, if I say Ramaha, the plural of Rama would be Ramaha. Okay, so Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, which is one Rama, two Ramas, and three Ramas. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Okay, similarly,
Bhagini, I have some old doubt.
When I speak, why don't you just wait for some time until I complete it? So when you say take ikaranta pullinga pada, harihi hari harayaha is the singular, dual and plural. So I'm not going beyond this, I'm just sticking on to singular, dual and plural. So Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Harihi hari harayaha. It's singular, dual and plural. Now for napumsakalinga, vanam, vane, vanani. So when I say vanani, it means a plural form of vanam, which is a napumsakalinga. Now I say phalani. Phalani means fruits. Phalam, phale, phalani. Just note down singular, dual and plural. If you have any queries in singular, dual, plural, you can ask that. And then whoever wanted to ask the questions, you can ask. Vadatu bhagini, prashnaha kaha iti? Ka uktavati? Who was talking?
Hello, yeah, it's me. I just wanted to know, my name is Aparna. Anrutam, what does it mean?
Anrutam, anrutam is falsehood.
False?
Falsehood.
Hood, okay. And can you, yeah, can you just repeat the singular, dual and plural also? And not
yeah, it is Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, if it is akaranta pratipadikam. I said pratipadikam is the noun base, right? So akaranta means the end will be a. Makara is a, imu plus a is makara. Now if you say hari, ikaranta pullinga pada. Harihi hari harayaha. So harayaha is the plural form of hari. Any other questions?
Excuse me, Bhagini. When you write certain things, you are writing in capital. I'm sorry, I could not understand why.
I told it in the very first class about it. Capital letters say that it is a Dirgha.
Dirgha.
Sorry,
I did not attend first class, so I'm sorry.
Okay, when I say Atavi, V is a place of color, right? Not Atavi. So most of the feminine words will be ending only in a Dirgha form. Saraswati, Parvati, not Saraswati, Parvati. That is wrong.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't.
You can always hear the recording, Mahode, if you indicate Mr. Clark. Please go through the recording. That will be really helpful. Any other questions?
Bhagini, Ram Parsardi here. Singular is Ramaha, plural is Ramao. What is the third one?
Ramaha.
What is the singular, Ramaha, plural, then third one is? Ramahi is what? Is it plural only?
The second one that you said, Ramao, is dual, not plural.
Dual.
Yeah, dual.
Okay. Then in this Harihi, Hari, Harayaha. Harayaha or Harayaha?
Harayaha only.
Harayaha. Thank you. Dhaniwada.
In Sanskrit, we have got something called dual, which you will be seeing it in a very rare languages. Like German has got dual. So I don't know if anything else has got. So one, two, more than two. That is how the vachana is. Eka vachanam, dvi vachanam, bahu vachanam. So whoever tries to ask a question, try to speak in Sanskrit. You can try. Mama ekah prashnaha asti. Mama is, I have got ekah prashnaha asti. It's like I've got a question. I got a question. or I have a question. Any other questions, any other queries or doubts or clarifications, or you want me to repeat anything?
How is it for a female strilinga?
Strilinga, I thought I'll not confuse you right now.
Okay.
We will just stick on to pullinga and napumsakalinga, as it will be easier to remember. Strilinga, I'll tell you probably in next class. So that by the time you can try out the pullinga napumsakalinga padani for now.
Bhagini and Nitya, for this Hari, what is the dual and more than three?
Harihi is singular.
Harihi
is singular. Yeah, Harihi, okay. Hari, Harayaha.
Thank you, Bhagini.
Any other questions?
पृष्टवान् परिचयं पृष्टवान् वैद्युतकशास्त्र एकनिमिषं ददातु Okay. So you said I gave my parichayam in WhatsApp, and you said there is kinchit. There are small changes you meant.
I'm dressed by eva vaktum shaknumi.
Okay. Okay. Then you can see that and get back to me. That's fine.
Bhavan yat likhitavan tatra mama parichayam karoti iti. परन्तु करोति इति मम इति प्रसङ्गे न आगच्छति सः करोति अहं करोमि इत्येव समीचीनं वार्ता करोमि इति एव करोति इति न सः करोति सा करोति तत् करोति अहं करोमि अस्तु तदनन्तरं किम् अहं सूचना तन्त्रज्ञानक्षेत्रे
मम नाम विद्याधरः अहं वैद्य
समीचीनम् एव लिखितवान् कार्यं करोमि इति लिखितवान् खलु तत्र तत् समीचीनं परन्तु अहं करोति इति न समीचीनम्
धन्यवादः
स्वागतं महोदय अस्तु तर्हि पुस्तकम् उद्घाटयतु सर्वे लेट्स टेक केयर पुस्तकम उद्घाटयतु पृष्ठ संख्या नवम पुटे पेज नंबर 9 उद्घाटयतु सर्वे अधुना अत्र तत्र सर्वत्र अन्यत्र एकत्र कुत्र एतत् विषये प्रश्नः अस्ति वा इन् दट् थिङ्ग् यु हेव् गाट् एनि क्वशन्स् एतत् विषये प्रश्नानि सन्ति चेत् पृच्छन्तु इफ् यु हेव् गाट् क्वशन्स् अन् दट् यु केन् आस्क् मी इफ् नाट् यु विल् मूव् आन् टु द नेक्स्ट् पेज् अस्तु पृष्ठसङ्ख्या नवमपुटे पुस्तके उद्घाटयन्तु कः पठितुं शक्यते अरविन्द महोदय पठितुं शक्नोति वा
हलो
अस्ति वा पुरतः
यस् ऐम् ऑन पेज नंबर 9
1.7 इति अस्ति खलु संभाषणं प्रचलन्ति तत्र पठतु एकवारम्
अहं लता भवान् कः भवान् कः
किम् अस्ति तत्र आङ्ग्लभाषायां वक्तुं शक्यते वा वाट् इस् देयर् अहं लता इत्युक्ते अतः कः
अहं लता भवान् कः अयं लता who are you is that right
I mean who are you but it is bhavan so
bhavan
bhavan represents what
a man
samyak and the answer is uttaram kim aham janardanah astu madhi dhanyavadah aparna bhagini
thank you
अनन्तरं किम् अस्ति इति पठितुं शक्यते वा अहं लता किम् पठतु भगिनि अहं लता
अहं लता भवती का अहं निर्मला
आङ्ग्लभाषायाम् एकवारं वदतु किम् अस्ति अत्र इति
ऐ एम् लता वाट् इस् युर् नेम् दट् इस् फेमिनैन् भवती इस् फेमिनैन् so it's I am Nirmala
Bhavati ka is actually not what is your name it is who are you
who are you okay
so the idea here for this lesson is kaha ka
okay
kaha is who for masculine and ka is who for feminine
okay
bhavan kaha bhavati ka
okay
dhanyavad
thank you
nayana bagini पठितुं शक्यते वा सिद्धा अस्ति वा नयना भगिनी अस्ति वा अस्तु तर्हि अनुग्रह भगिनी
कः भवान् कः अहं वैद्यः अहं विद्यार्थी
उत्तमम् आङ्ग्लभाषायां वदतु किम् अस्ति अत्र
who are you I am a doctor I am student
wonderful so there are two ways two usages of kaha and ka that's the idea dhanyavad bhagini anantaram deepa kamna bhagini asti va
yes
anantaram kim asti te
bhavati ka aham grahani aham vidyarthini
अहं विद्या
भवती इस् यूस्ड् फार् फार् फेमिनैन् जेण्डर्
वण्डर्फुल्
हु आर् यू एण्ड् सो शी वाट् आर् यू सो शी सेस् अहं गृहिणी एण्ड् द स्टूडेण्ट् इस् अ गर्ल् सो शी सेस् अहं विद्यार्थिनी
वण्डर्फुल् उत्तमं सम्यक् अस्तु धन्यवादः भगिनि सो कः इस् द वर्ड् टु क्वश्चन् सम्बडि हु आर् यू अण्ड् वाट् आर् यू सो इन् द फस्ट् टु चित्रं इट् इस् टु अड्रेस् and person and ask who are you aham so and so so naturally when somebody asks who are you then you will only say the name and in the second case it is about the profession aham vaidyah bhavan kah means naturally you are not asking the name you are just asking the profession of the person so in two senses you can use kah astu so aham bhavan bhavati kah ka at the lesson here in the 1.7 you can fill up the Riktasthana, which is fill in the blanks and fill whatever you feel like filling, just for practice. Now, Dashama Pute 1.8 A Apicha A Iti Dvayam Asti Udaharanam Drishtva You have to write. Tadrisha Vakyani Likhatha एतस्य नाम रामः तस्य नाम कृष्णः नौ इमेजिन् देर् इस् अ कन्वर्सेशन् गोयिङ्ग् आन् ऐ से ही इस् अ बाय् अण्ड् हिस् नेम् इस् राम ही इस् अ लार्ड् अण्ड् हिस् नेम् इस् कृष्ण सो सः बालकः एतस्य नाम रामः सो ही इस् अ बाय् अण्ड् हिस् नेम् इस् When you say his name is, then you will be using etasya or tasya. It is very similar to your eshaha saha, which means eshaha is nearby and saha is far. So etasya, when the person is standing nearby, you will be saying etasya nama ramaha, tasya nama krishnaha as the person is far. So seeing that, you can fill the blanks. Any doubts in this? Or can we just do the abhyasa? Sashireka Bhagini, can you do the second one?
Yes,
Sashireka
Bhagini,
can you do the second one?
Etasya
Nama Nama. Okay, I tried to unmute.
Etasya Nama Ganeshaha. Tasya Nama Anjaneyaha.
Samya. Sashireka Bhagini, sorry, Chandra Bhagini Namakin. You can do the next one.
Etasya Namaha Shivaha.
It's not Namaha, it's just Nama.
Etasya Nama Shivaha. Tasya Nama Buddhaha.
Buddhaha. Etasya Nama Shivaha. Tasya Nama Buddhaha.
Bhagini, in this place I wish to say, in English it is, whether it is Etasya or Tasya, it will be his. But yes, if we see it in Tamil, you can say even avan or...
It is not even avan, it's even udaya avan udaya.
Okay, that's what...
Even Shiruvan, even udaya payar Raman. So in that sense, it comes.
Excuse me, come again, ma'am.
प्रश्नः अस्ति वा? किम् अस्ति अत्र क्रमः? कविता भगिनी.
Yes, Bhagini.
Anantram patatu kim anti atra.
Etasya nama Ramayanam. Tasya nama Mahabharatam.
Uttamam. So we can also use the same for Napunsakalinga from this. That is what we infer.
Dhanyavadah, Bhagini.
Swagatam. Anantram tasya kramaha aduna. Vidyadhar Mahodaya. हम एक वारं वदामि अनन्तरं पठतु. सिमिलर्ली
एतस्याः नाम उमा. तस्याः नाम गीता.
तस्याः नाम
गीता. तस्याः नाम गीता.
सम्यक्. अनन्तरं रङ्गराजन् महोदय अनन्तरं पठति वा?
हलो. एतस्य नाम लैला. तस्या नाम रमा.
वेर् आर् यू स्टडि? इट् इस् नाट् एतस्य, एतस्याः.
एतस्याः नाम लैला. तस्याः नाम लीला. लीला. तस्याः नाम रमा.
तस्याः न तस्याः.
तस्याः
नाम
तस्याः.
अनन्तरं पार्थसारथि महोदय पठति वा अन्तिमम्?
एतस्य नाम गायत्री. एतस्याः नाम तस्याः नाम भारती.
Where are you reading, Mahodaya? Last one, right?
Last but one. Etasyah nama Gayatri. Tasyah nama Bharati. Last one is...
I don't know where you are doing, but it is not Gayatri. Maybe, I don't know which one you're
following. After Rama, oh yeah, yeah. I think I have to read some, I'm reading some book. Etasyah nama... लक्ष्मीः.
लक्ष्मी विसर्गं देर्. लक्ष्मी इस् एक्चुअली विसर्गं देर्.
maybe
mudrana is an exception. Okay, yes, tasya nama, tasyaha nama Lakshmi, tasyaha nama Saraswati.
Etaksyaha nama Lakshmi, tasyaha nama
Saraswati.
So this might confuse us, there is visargam even for etaksyaha and tasyaha, but yeah. But that's the way it is. While for feminine gender, masculine gender, there is no visarga. Etasya, tasya. Yeah. For feminine, you have visarga, yeah, which is a reverse of the nama pada. So if it is Ravaha, it is Etasya. If it is Uma, it is Etasyaha. Just keep in mind
Asyaha. That. Okay, Dhanyavad.
Any questions in this?
Excuse me, Bhagini. Will it be Lakshmi hi or Lakshmi?
Lakshmi is the correct one as far as I know.
Okay.
Parvati, Saraswati, Lakshmi.
Okay. Likewise. And one more doubt. For Napumsakalingam, should we always use Etasya or Tasya, like we use in masculine?
It is mostly masculine only.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam, one more doubt. I'm Haripriya. In Sanskrit, if it's Lakshmi, it is written as Lakshmi. The visarkam is there.
In the book, it is written.
In that book, it is there. In Sanskrit, Devanagari.
There may be a book. I'll check in again.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Dhanyavad.
Excuse me. Guruji, can say even and aval, even aval, is it Tamil?
Evil aval is
corollary. Evil aval. Etasya, tasya, the difference, is it far? Excuse me?
Only if the person is nearby, you will
see. Acha. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. I got it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Tarhi, I said I'll be talking about phalani. You can just note it down as I say. For banana, Vijay Mahore, do you have any questions? You're unmuted, I guess. Vijay Mahore. So for banana, it is kadali phalam. You can also add these for your dictation. So listen to my pronunciation properly. Kadali phalam. Kadali phalam is banana. Aham kadali phalam khadami, which means I am eating banana. And the second one is naranga phalam. Naranga phalam is orange. Naranga phalam. And for lemon, it is nimbuka phalam. Nimbuka phalam. Nimbuka phalam is a lemon. And for grapes, it is draksha phalam. Draksha phalam is a grape. So first one is kadali phalam, naranga phalam, nimbuka phalam, draksha phalam, and next one is jackfruit, which is panasa phalam. Panasa phalam is jackfruit. And the next one is pineapple. Ananasa phalam. Ananasa phalam is a pineapple. And tadima phalam is a pomegranate. Tadima phalam. Tadima phalam. a pomegranate. Da, third da, tadima, tadima phalam. And the fourth one is guava, which is bahu bija phalam. Bahu bija phalam is guava. And the final one is mango, which is amra phalam. Mangoes or mangoes, however you pronounce it. Amra phalam. Any doubts? Do you want me to repeat it or are you fine?
Sumitra Bhagini, first one please.
Kadali phalam.
Sumitra Bhagini, mama eka shanka asti. Bahubija phalam. Asya artha.
Bija seed. Bahu is many seeds.
No. Bahubija phalam.
Okay. Guava.
Pomegranate.
Pomegranate is dadima phalam. Vijay Mahoji, you unmuted yourself. You've got any questions you can ask?
Bhagini, last but one, after pomegranate, Talimba.
Bahu Bija Phalam.
Bahu Bija Phalam. Thank you.
Any other questions? We're fine.
Bhagini, for jackfruit, did you say panasa or phanasa?
For which one, Mode?
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit is panasa phalam. May I know who asked the question?
Vidyadhara.
Panasa phalam. So the questions are over, or should I wait for some more time, or do you want me to repeat it?
Sumitra Bhagini,
can
you please write in English first banana, perliferum, or is it R or is it D?
Okay. Just give me a minute. I'll share the screen again and then I'll write.
Yeah, share, thanks.
I hope you can see my screen.
It's coming.
So first one is Kadali Phalam. Okay. So Kadali Phalam. This capital I. Second one is Naranga Phalam. Phalam is common to everything, so I'm not writing it again. And Nimbukha Phalam. Draksha Phalam.
Bhagini, I heard Nimbuka as Nimbuka.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, both are correct. I've seen both, so you can, in the text that I'm following, it's Nimbuka only. So good that you asked it. So you can, you said Nimbuka Phalam. Panasa, then what did I say the next? Can any of you just remind me what is that?
Ananasa.
Okay, ananasa. Na. and then Dadima, I guess. Dadima, Halam, and then Bahu, Bija, Halam, then Amra, Halam. Is that fine, Bhagini? Yeah, are you able to?
Yeah, yes, good, good, yeah, thank you.
I think, Bhagini, Naranga, I think, Anga, right? Anga.
Yeah. Anga, Naranga. So I'm unable to give the diacriticals properly for that.
Bhijava, Bahu Bhijava.
Bhagini, for Panasa Palam, is it Panasa or Panasa? First time I saw you writing capital P.
No, it is not. It was the usual dictionary thing that made it capital.
Okay.
Not capital P. Either way, it's P only, right? Even if you write it in capital letter P. Only if I keep the A capital, you will be saying pa. Sanji, you will stop it here. I am not here.
Bhubija palam. Bhubija palam or Bhubija palam?
I didn't it know there. You can see it, right?
Written as
Bhubija. What?
Bhu Bija Palam or Bahu Bija Palam.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
Bahu. Yes.
Oh.
Bahu. Bahu.
Bahu. Bahu. And I is capital. So Bahu Bija.
Bahu Bija Palam.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really sorry. I didn't notice it. Arvind Mahode.
Yes.
एक प्रश्न अस्ति चेत् पृच्छतु नो चेत्
ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्ति भवतु इति भवतु.
Please be mute. I have called Arvind Mahodaya. He will read the shloka. Others, please mute. You can mute in yourself.
Om Sarvesa.
I don't know how many times I should repeat.
Can I?
There are no more questions. Arvind Mahodaya, go ahead.
Yes.
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु. सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु. सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः सर्वेषां. पुनर्मिलामः. शुभरात्रिः.
धन्यवादः. धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.